Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Sam and Greg with you. On this Cinco de Mayo Sunday, I'm glad you're with us. You wonder why we're playing this, right?
Well, I would not have known.
Nick Saban's not coming through the door.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't know it was theirs, though.
What?
Alabama's fight song.
It's Alabama's fight song.
I know. I believe you. I'm saying I don't listen to them enough to know that this is their song.
Okay.
Right, so I would have. You told me Dean Smith was coming through. I would have went, oh, this is North Carolina's fight song, huh?
No, Dean Smith on this one.
Well, I'm just saying, I didn't know.
Well, is it either Nick Saban or the man we're getting ready to talk to?
Well, that's why I was about to say I apologize because I didn't want to disrespect him. That's his hometown fight song.
We say a good morning and a roll tied to I.J. Rosenberg.
Yes.
Morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
We are doing fine. You know, as you said that, you brought on a question for me.
What's that?
To ask I.J.
Okay.
What is his thoughts? This is the first time in a very long time that he doesn't get to wax poetically about Mr. Saban there being in Alabama, positively or negatively. and then, on top of it, the fact that the TV world will have both this upcoming season, Belichick and Nick Saban.
Yeah, I think he did a great job on the draft. You know, you okay?
I was interested. I mean, I think, you know, he pretty much does a good job with anything because he's so well prepared. And I think that's, you know, you could sort of tell that, you know, that he was a little bit nervous. But at the same time, you know, he's careful, I think, with his thoughts. But as the show went on, I really think he did a good job. I love the line where they kept taking offensive players and taking a defensive player until I think what 15.
15, right. Yeah.
This is why I got out. you know, I think that's, you know, it's crazy, guys, how football's changed. I mean, you know, despite the fact that everybody so, you know, goes offense, it doesn't make any difference though. It's still the same. I mean, you still have to have defense to win. I mean, you can't name a Super Bowl team that didn't have a good defense that won a Super Bowl. I mean, it always comes down to that. And, but yet all you saw was offensive players, especially quarterbacks, go off the board.
IJ, and I know you and Sam are about to do a deep dive into the High School Hall of Fame and all of that, but we brought this up. This is our first opportunity to talk to you, and I'm curious about not only that aspect of what's going on with Saban in Alabama, but also Belichick. And how did you guys talk about, or what did you think about the whole him coming here, talking to the Falcons, him not getting any other interviews, that whole postseason Belichick tour or lack thereof?
Well, look, I'm going to be up front with you guys. You know, my company does a tremendous amount of work for all of Arthur Blank's companies. Including the Atlanta Falcons. So, you know, I don't really, you know, talk a lot or write a lot anymore about, you know, anything that, you know, that, you know, as Falcons related or United related. But I will say that, you know, I think this was a situation, you know, what it came down to you know, at the end, as far as Belichick is concerned, is I think it was other people talking to Arthur and telling him what they thought. And, you know, if you really look at it, you know, as far as who they chose, which I think was a really good decision, because I think that they got a coach who's been through it before. He knows Arthur. I think that's important, by the way. I think it's, you know, when you come to the Atlanta Falcons, all right, you have to realize that the owner is extremely hands-on. That's the way Arthur Blank is with pretty much all of his businesses, especially businesses that he feels confident in his knowledge of them. And I think that you know, the situation with Belichick was more about, you know, what other people felt and how they felt he might fit in with Arthur. And I think that, you know, when the decision came down to it, I think a lot of it had to do, you know, Rich McKay, you know, different people that Arthur entrusts. And Rich, I think, is certainly one of them. He's been with him almost the entire time he's owned the club. But I really think when it came down to it, I think Arthur had to take the advice of other people and what they and how they felt, you know, Belichick would do in Atlanta, especially in his relationship with Arthur.
Yep, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with I.J. Rosenberg, Score Atlanta. Done so many things, but a thing that I'm thankful to be a part of, and so many of us who follow high school athletics, is the High School Football Hall of Fame. We got that group. And the ballot is there for this year's class, and a lot of very impressive names. Once again, it just tells you about the depth of the talent and very accomplished talent that the state has produced.
Well, this was a real hard one. This is the third class, and the way it works really quickly, we have a 100-player ballot every year. Players stay on the ballot for 5 years, sort of similar to what we do with baseball. And Major League Baseball. And what we do is, of course, Sam's a part of the ballot, and he, you know, has a say in the different players that are nominated on the ballot. So, players go in last year, which means we needed to replace 40 spots on the ballot, 60 coming back, and got a ton of nominations. That Todd Holcomb, who's our historian, who I work with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Becky Kaler, who works down in Tifton, who's excellent. Her specialty is sort of the GIA, which was the African-American League during the 40s, 50s, and part of the 60s. And then Rusty Mansell, who is, very entrenched in the Rome area. Dave Hunter, who's coached in both DeKalb and Gwinnett, and certainly one of the better coaches the last 50 years in high school football. And then another one, Jimmy Dorsey, and Graham David, who also works on our staff. So, you know, we went through, a lot of these, just, you know, a lot of numbers. And at the end, it really came down to about four or five really good back and forth on email to try to get the final 40. And what happens every year is you get to that 40 and then you realize you missed somebody. And that, you know, happened a couple of times. There's just so many great players. I'll give you an example. Alfred Jenkins was one of them. We did not have Alfred Jenkins on the 40. And, you know, I said to Todd, this is a player that was not only, you know, very obviously a very good high school player, but you know, he went to Morris Brown, was a good player there, and then, of course, went to the Falcons and really was one of the better players at the Falcons. But the other side of Alfred Jenkins, and Sam can tell you this, is he's just a good person. I mean, he's just one of these guys that you want him to be in the Hall. And but what happened with Alfred was we were able to go back to some microfilm. Todd was, and what he found out was at Hogansville, Alfred really was a dominant player. And, you know, Hogansville wasn't, you know, they're not the name high school that some, you know, that Valdosta and Avondale and some of these other places were back, you know, when Alfred played in the 1960s. But we were able to find out that he did indeed for four years dominate in high school football. So we were able to put him on. So that's sort of how it works. We're really happy with this 40 because we really feel that we dug deep and that we found a couple of players that if we wouldn't have looked hard enough, wouldn't have been on. In the early years, is always the toughest, guys. And it's just, you got the first 50 years of high school football of the decade. And, we were able to find a couple of really good Tech players. Tech high school players. Back then, Tech High School was in boys high school were really the two dominant high schools until they eventually became what was Grady High School for many years and is called Midtown today. Frank Broyles, of course, a great coach from Decatur, he got on the ballot. And then two Tech players that were actually teammates that were just fabulous players, Bobby North and Jack Peake, that played in the 1940s, right during wartime. That came out of the early years. One of the big names that everybody will remember from the 60s was Kim King. Uh-huh. Of course, the lefty at the great quarterback at Georgia Tech. He eventually worked with Al Serrato, was Al Serrato's sidekick in the radio booth for Sam, how many years? Probably more than 20, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
He went to
Brown High School over in the West End.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, went to Brown High School. Another one that came out of the 60s, a couple of them that came out of the 60s, Billy Bryce from Avondale, who's one of the best wide receivers, up to his time. Like I said, Alfred Jenkins came out of the 60s. Brent Cunningham, who was a great player that went on and was a great player all the way through from Putnam County. So if you look at those first two categories, it's a lot of, a lot of just really, really, really good players.
Yep. I mean, and that's the thing that's fun for me. Like I said, when we first started this, I'm looking forward to learning. And so I think anyone who's been a part of it, part of our group and a part of, the committee just part of the selection for them and on the board of this, is what you get to learn. And things you thought you knew about most guys, there's still a lot of things that you find out during this process. So we're looking forward to it. We all set for when we're going to do this. It's good. It's going to be in the fall.
Yeah, let me give you a date in a second. Do we have a second to throw out a couple more names? Is that all right?
I don't know. They're going to wrap us up here in a little bit.
They're going to wrap us up. Yeah. Just real quick, Homer Jordan from 1978, I got a chance. I went to Lakeside, actually played against Ricky Williams, who came out of Griffin in the 1978 North Georgia Finals, and they beat us. They had Willie Gault on that team. The date, let me just confirm. Hold on one second, because I don't want to give you the wrong date. It's always the off day. We don't ever try to compete with the University of Georgia, so we always do their off date, and in October, and I think it's the 26th, but let me just, I don't want to give you a wrong date.
Okay, well, don't give us a wrong date.
Now I'll give you the right date. It's coming right here. Hold on. It is the
26th.
So it's the 26th. Mm-hmm. We'll have a lot of information. The people ability comes at the College Football Hall of Fame. And because we have two classes and a lot of people get to see, people like Champ Bailey, people that come back, that came back last year that we expect to come back this year. Of course, we had those 9 NFL Hall of Famers the first year. So there'll be a lot of opportunities for tickets. We have a VIP function before it where people can get autographs and meet these guys. And this is a wonderful situation to sort of, see the history of high school football in the state. And like I said, it'll be on the 26th of October, start around 6 o'clock at the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yep, and we're coming off the draft. We just had another big draft class of guys who played their high school football. And it just doesn't end.
It's amazing, isn't it? It really is. And it's not going to stop. And one other one I'll throw out there that got on the ballot this year was Demarius Thomas. of course, who we lost a couple of years ago. You know, he's another good example of, you know, of a player that, you know, in high school, just, you know, you didn't see a lot of him because of the school that he went to. But you know, he was, you know, he went to West Lawrence. And but he's on the ballot this year, and we're excited about that as well.
Fantastic.
Georgia Tech player. Great Georgia Tech player, and then, of course, Super Bowl winner.
Mm-hmm. IJ, we appreciate it.
Yeah, he can't be a stranger.
No.
Got to show up more often.
We got to get with, we haven't run down the teams for the Corky Kelp. We got some new teams. We're not going to get into it this morning.
Of course,
I know you added some new faces and everybody, you know, so we got to bring it back.
Douglas
County guys. We got Cedar Grove in this year at the Benz. Douglas County and Cedar Grove guys. That's the night game at Mercedes Benz, the last game. That's going to be. Yeah, we'll have time to go over that at a date in the future.
All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.